Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 9th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. This Sunday marks the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the United States and the day we lost 18 colleagues, flight attendants, pilots, customer service agents, all friends, all members of our United Airlines family. On our website in the September 11th section, we have endeavored to bring you a wide variety of events that are happening around the company on various days, all of which are designed to pay tribute to all those lost on that sunny September morning. Events are listed by state and have contact information for each individual event. We have also provided each member through their local council a free We Remember black ribbon with gold edging available to wear behind your AFA pin throughout the month of September to pay tribute to our lost heroes. During this emotional time, each of us has different ways of coping with the emotions we may experience on this day of remembrance. However you choose to spend this weekend, please know that AFA is here for you. Our AFA Employee Assistance Program, EAP, is available for you. Please see the story below, which talks about your AFA EAP and how you may seek support. Our AFA international officers are suggesting a moment of silence in honor of our heroes and the four lost flights on September 11, 2001. Should you wish, please participate in a moment of silence and quiet reflection from 8:46 to 8:50 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday. We trust this will inspire unity and provide flight attendants with a personal yet connected way to commemorate the day together. In addition, there will be a coordinated nationwide moment of remembrance across the country at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, noon Central Daylight Time, 11 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, and 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time to reflect on the lives lost and those affected by the tragedies of September 11th. Governments and businesses, churches and railways, fire and police departments, and others are called upon to ring bells and sound sirens as we observe this nationwide moment of remembrance. On Sunday, September 11th, between the hours of 0800 and 2000 hours Eastern Daylight Time, we will open up our website for those of you who wish to pay tribute to our lost heroes. Please navigate to unitedafa.org and share your thoughts, memories, and feelings about September 11th. Let us always remember those precious lives that were taken from us to keep those men and women and those who love them in our thoughts and prayers today and every day. As we approach the 10th anniversary of September 11th, ongoing speculation of the various threats to our nation will continue. As in all security-related events, AFA Safety, Health, and Security continues our involvement with a variety of federal agencies, as well as United Corporate Security, receiving updates on the status of these threats and their potential impact, if any, on United Airlines operations and employees. At this time, no credible or specific threat exists against United Airlines or its employees, or to aviation in general. We can expect increased visibility of security and law enforcement at several of our airports. Given recent events in the media, we can also expect to see an increase in the presence of security and law enforcement personnel in other areas, public areas, where large groups of people congregate. We can expect longer lines, increased scrutiny, the result of which could lend itself to longer processing times. These additional security steps applied within an environment where emotions are already high as a result of the anniversary will call on the best within each of us. As we do every day, we ask that you exercise vigilance, situational awareness, and report any suspicious or unusual activity to ground or in-flight security officers and to local law enforcement while traveling to and or from work. As we approach the 10th anniversary of September 11th, many of us will begin to plan how we'll recognize this day. Anniversaries offer an opportunity to acknowledge our memories and experiences, to connect with others who share in them, and to pay tribute to our individual and collective journeys. They can also serve as personal and professional milestones of our healing and resiliency. For some, September 11th will be marked with private personal gestures, such as observing a moment of silence, spending quiet time reflecting, or dedicating your flying on this day to honor our profession. For others, it will be marked with collective activities such as ceremonies and memorial services. There is no right way or better way to recognize the anniversary, but there are some suggestions that may prove helpful as we approach the anniversary of September 11th. Observe the anniversary in a way that is comfortable for you. Say no to events or activities that you sense may flood you with too many feelings. Don't compare yourself to how others around you appear to be dealing with the September 11th anniversary. Acknowledge that we all heal at different rates, in different ways, and with different outcomes. Give yourself permission and time to be affected. Though uncomfortable, anticipate and plan for having a stress reaction as the anniversary approaches. Trust that if you have moments of difficulty, you'll be able to pull yourself back together. Try not to isolate. Isolation can often amplify difficult feelings. Pre-plan now how to be with family or friends if you know you have this tendency. Think through in advance how much and the type of anniversary media coverage you can comfortably absorb. Actively monitor and control what news coverage enters your personal space. If you are interested in attending scheduled anniversary events, check local community websites or http://www.9-11healingandremembrance.org. Ask for help, support, and opportunities to talk. Your AFA EAP is here to listen. Telephone numbers of your local EAP committee members are listed at www.afanet.org under the EAP section or on your local council website. You can also call the AFA EAP at 1-800-424-2406. Due to a strike at the Hyatt Hotel downtown Chicago, crews are being relocated to the Palmer House Hilton Hotel. At this time, we are unsure of the duration of the strike, but we'll keep you posted on future developments. On the day of your departure for your ID, please remember to check your IBS and your ID, which will have the most current hotel information for your layover. Revision number 9, which has an effective date of tomorrow, Saturday, September 10, 2011, is now available in your domicile. This revision, which is one of the largest revisions of the four most recent, further aligns our FAOMs with those of subsidiary Continental. Please take special note of the hot board item, which points out mistakes contained within revision number 9. Be aware of these and make the necessary corrections when reviewing, inserting, and recording this revision. Yesterday, retired volunteer Jerry Butts recorded a heartfelt industry editorial paying tribute to our lost heroes from 9/11. United Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich also recorded his tribute to all of our United family lost on 9/11. Please dial in to hear both, 1-800-DEAR-AFA after entering your file number. Choose option number 5 for the industry editorial, and for Greg's recording, select the Thursday, September 8th, Dear AFA. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.